TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, hour number deuce here. Fan Sports Network. Missing the first hour? You can download that. The Fan Podcast, 1051thefan.com. The Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Slide over to YouTube, youtube.com/1051thefan. You can catch previous shows if you missed any of the Sunrise guys from this morning or Prime Time yesterday. You can check that out on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts, the Odyssey app. Rewind, fast forward, except for into the future, because that would be impossible. A lot to get to this hour. We'll have Web Gems at 11:45 like we always do. We'll take our stroll around the Pacific Northwest as we usually do on Fridays, but we'll do it today since we are off Thursday. And Friday, we'll take our picks on the rivalry week games in the Northwest, quote-unquote. Joe Fisher sitting in for Danny Morang as he has got the absence of voice. So we went to the bench.
Yeah, dude, you're lucky that you got me when you did, because I did not come in and do Sports Saturday or the Ducks postgame show last weekend. I feel like I have officially kicked whatever the hell Jordan Schultz gave me, which I'm convinced that is what he did.
That son of a...
Dude, 2 weeks ago or something like that, we were doing the Ducks postgame show, and every commercial break, using the nasal spray, and I'm just like, oh my God.
I'm gonna die.
Seriously.
I'm gonna die. Yeah. We just finished up chatting with Tyson Alger, as we do every single Wednesday, about this Oregon-UW game. We'll kind of put a little final thoughts on it as we went a little long. I'll read some of your texts, 503-864-6326. It was against UCLA, so take it with a big grain of salt, but last week the Washington front seven finally started to really dominate and get some major pressure. They lit up UCLA's quarterbacks, finally got significant negative plays, again, not the best comparison in the world, but if they can at least make a little uncomfortable Dante this weekend, their secondary is certainly good enough to keep Oregon's offense down. Fair, I guess.
Dumb take. Hate it.
I don't hate the take. I think that's very valid. Look, going into this year, I had high expectations for the Huskies. I really did. If I take my Wazoo hat off, I thought this Husky team was going to take a bigger step than they have. Now they've won a lot more games this year than they did last year. They've got a quarterback. They've got a running back. They've got a wide receiver. They have some identity. Who knows with the Jed Fish stuff, but the last few weeks have been kind of just disappointing for me. They're terrible on the road. They look awful against Wisconsin. They look awful against Michigan. And I don't think those
teams... They damn near lost to Maryland.
I don't think those teams have the horses that Oregon does. Danny sits there every single time we talk about this and always kind of wonders, where is the big play from the defense? Where is the tackle for losses? Where is the sacks? Where is the pick six?
Oregon?
For Oregon, yeah. Outside of the pick six in Indiana... Look, those
or the two that came against Oklahoma State.
Pick to end Penn State.
I love you guys. but to his point, there has been some times where Oregon's defense looks stout, but there aren't those sexy plays sometimes. I think this is where that's going to come through. DeMond may be a great quarterback, and he may become a great quarterback, but I don't see it there yet. I see the skills. It's kind of like Dante at UCLA. You can tell that guy's talented, but I don't see it yet. And I have a very strong feeling that when they realize they can't run the ball, which they will not, I don't think they'll run the ball, even if Coleman's healthy or not.
No.
I don't think they'll be able to succeed in that. DeMond's going to have to try and make plays. And I think he's young, and he's susceptible to making bad decisions. And I think guys like Uiagalelei and Tuioti and Bear and Amari, I mean, this could be a 3-4 sack game. I think that's the moral of this game.
It was a 10-sack, 9-sack game last year?
Yeah. It's like, can DeMond throw on the secondary? Okay. Can Dante get to their secondary? Okay, I understand that. Look, I think this defensive line of Oregon is going to give UW absolute nightmares. And as Rufio's mentioning on the YouTube chat, Kenyon Sadiq enters the chat and it's over. I don't know if this is my bias coming through. I'm trying to look at this game as straightforward as possible. I don't see it. I just don't see it from this UW team. They're not ready. I just don't think they're ready for this. And Lanning is so hungry and so thirsty to smack this team in the face, walk into the college football playoff, that I think he sends the house. I do.
Well, I am intrigued, and I asked Tyson about like how Oregon is just week after week able to show up defensively against the run game. And Washington is feeling really, really good about themselves right now when it comes to the run game, because they have run for over 200 yards against Purdue and UCLA in back-to-back weeks. So it's one of those, you know, something's got to give moments for this game. Like, you got a team who's running the ball really well the last couple of weeks, and you have a team that is stopping the run seemingly every week that they play. I said it yesterday. I think Washington, they're Walmart USC. They're Teemu USC.
That's a very fair point. A great receiver, a really solid running back,
a good quarterback
who shows a lot of promise
and is better with his legs than Jaden Maiava. And so I think, are they a good team? Yes. Are they a good offensive team?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a pretty solid defense? Sure.
Sure. Numbers wise.
But there is a reason why when they face a better defense, Ohio State, Michigan, again, Wisconsin, I referenced that. The best defense that they showed up against this year was Washington State. Washington State is technically a top 40 ranked defense in the country.
Let's go, Cougs!
Hey, I will say, and not to poo-poo it, is that look at their schedule. Maybe who have they played this year?
Sure.
You know, it's not a schedule of a Big Ten conference.
Sure, the Cougs were in that game for three quarters and then got the doors blown off in the fourth quarter. But the Cougs defense might sit in that rank. Dude, they couldn't stop UW's offense at all in those first three quarters.
And
it finally broke in the fourth.
And I'll say this about last week's game against UCLA is that offense put up 13 points in the first half. And then the defense got literally the ball handed to him because UCLA wanted to run a trick play field goal where the placeholder threw the ball over their head, like a la, what was that, Michigan State or Notre, I mean.
Tim Tebow jump pass?
I think it was LSU that did that years ago. And then that gave Washington a 20-0 lead at halftime.
And it's over.
Essentially, UCLA gave up, and their offense was then able to click in the second half. Washington, I do not – if you want to talk about Washington and Husky Stadium being able to get up for this game, as Tyson said in the last segment, like, Oregon went to Penn State. That was a pretty tough environment at the time.
Iowa was pretty tough.
They went to Iowa. Pretty tough environment at the time. Like, do you think they're going to walk into – Husky Stadium and
be intimidated?
Yeah, and cower.
I don't think so.
And if you want to talk about Washington getting up for this game, Oregon's going to get up for this game too.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand the 6.5-7-point spread and what Vegas sees. Maybe it is because of the injuries, but I'll say this again. I said it yesterday. The injuries, for the most part, for Oregon, that is on the offensive side of the ball. What happened last week?
Defense. I mean, especially second half.
But even with their injuries, they didn't really miss a beat. Mm-hmm. They scored 35 points. The extra seven came on a punt return. The defense is healthy. The defense is where this Oregon team will go as far as the defense takes them. And I will take this defense against Washington's offense 10 times out of 10. That's why I'm saying like 6.5, 7. Tease this thing up. Tease it up to 14.
Yeah, we'll put a pin in this and come back here in about a half hour and do our stroll around the Pacific Northwest. Walk me out in the morning dew and look at these, and we'll take those picks as well. Plus Web Gems at 11:45. When we come back, we'll stick in college football. What the hell are we going to make out of the ACC? And after the College Football Playoff Committee came out last night, I think it's very clear that they, along with the majority of people, don't trust this conference, what the horizon looks like for them. We'll do that next. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris, 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Home run. We'll take our morning dew stroll around the Pacific Northwest here in about 15 minutes, and we'll look at Oregon State, Washington State. Make our picks there as we do usually on Fridays. No shows on Thursday or Friday, so you're with us. My old friend Joe Fisher sitting in for Danny Morang today. The whole crew will be back on Monday as Rusty took the week off as well. Happy to have Casey Smith in as always. He's kind of like my leverage reliever over here. Anytime, he's my Andrew Miller.
He's going to get the hold.
If I need that big seventh inning hold, I'm calling Casey Smith.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's what I'm here for.
Let's get into this, all right? The ACC, okay?
please, I love chaos and ugliness and, like, embarrassment when it comes to this stuff. Like, ACC, you're a mess, and I absolutely love you right now.
Do you know how desperately I want to, like, really break it down and come up with some form of argument to let you know that it's not that the ACC sucks. It's just that these teams are so good that the conference just eats itself alive.
Oh, buddy, I have.
I want to do that because that's what they do with the SEC.
One of my best friends is a Miami fan.
Okay.
And I have had to have this conversation that you just said for years.
Oh, he thinks the ACC is deep.
Yeah. He has told me I could text him, call him, talk about it right now, and I would be like, dude, the ACC sucks. He's like, or it's the best conference in college football.
Whoa.
Look at the talent that comes out of it every single year. Look at how many guys get drafted out of Miami. Like, he is ACC honk, and this is where...
I mean, I was a Pac-12 honk, so I don't blame him, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say the Pac-12 was a better conference than the ACC.
Well,
Clemson might have won some natties. I'll give him that.
And we'll we'll get back to the ACC, but this is where part of my I do not care about my conference, I care about my team argument comes from.
Without a doubt.
I felt like this with the Pac-12. I feel like this with the Big Ten. I do not care what Ohio State is doing. I don't care what Rutgers is doing. Are the Ducks winning games?
Yeah, there you
go. Are the Ducks undefeated? Cool.
And we
back in Pac-12. I don't care what Washington State is doing. I don't care what Utah is doing. I don't care how the conference looks. Is Oregon winning games? Are they undefeated? Are they 10-1? Whatever. Cool. That's all I care about.
That's a good way to look at it, because when the Super Conference comes around, it's going to be that way. It's just going to be regional.
Dude, I just... So
I wonder if your opinion on that will change in about 5-10 years when Oregon becomes a lot more established in the Big Ten.
Well, and I understand...
If you'll start looking at it more, because I'm kind of with you. I watch the Ducks for content purposes. We are the home of the Ducks here on the Fan Sports Network, and I've actually really enjoyed watching this team this year, but I still don't quite find them in the Big Ten. And I watch, you know, I'm going to watch Ohio State, Michigan this weekend because that's just a good game. I don't know if I'm looking at it as a Big Ten game.
Well, it's a huge game. I mean, you know, last year's game was interesting because Michigan won. But, I mean, Michigan is ranked. They're good. I mean, they literally have a chance to make the playoff potentially still.
Boy, you better pray. You better pray that. I can't believe Duck fans are rooting for Ohio State this weekend. You don't want to go to the Big Ten championship. Skip that game.
I don't know.
You do?
I mean, why not?
Ah, dude,
win it back to back years.
Dude, skip that game, man.
I hear both sides of the
argument. Skip that game. Host Notre Dame and Eugene, okay? Do something cooler than that.
Over, just to get back on the ACC thing, though, like, I do find, because the playoff ranking came out, they're in a very...
Speaking of the U.
They're in a very interesting conundrum, because I was listening to the arguments when they announced the rankings, and I am of the camp of one Booger McFarland, where it's like they look at Notre Dame and Miami and they're like, well, Notre Dame's strength of record and their efficiency in this. And he is basically like, you know what I can look at? The tape when they played each other.
I can go back and do that.
And Miami won. And I am fully with him where I'm like, yeah, Miami should be ranked above Notre Dame because they beat them. Full stop. Like, we're done here. The funny thing is, though, is Miami's probably not going to get in because they need a lot of stuff to happen in order to go to the ACC championship game. Like, they basically need to be ranked, what, 10th?
I think higher.
In order to be able to get in, 10th or, like, they need a lot to happen ahead of them, and they somehow miraculously need to make the ACC championship game. So it's this weird, like, catch-22 of, like, do I think they're better than Notre Dame? Yeah, because they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
They played each other earlier. Oh, well, that was earlier. It was this year.
I know, but then enter me that walks in and says, I think Notre Dame is playing a lot better football now than they were at the beginning of the year.
You put up 70 points against Syracuse.
And they could have beat Miami in that game. But they could have. They had a chance.
They didn't. Like, what is the point of playing these games? Like, also, like, this is where I also look at, like, Cignetti. I'm like, dude, I don't blame you for playing Tennessee School for the Blind. Like, play Chattanooga State. Like,
yeah.
Play all these garbage teams, because if you play and match up against a Power 4 team early in the season that's ranked top 15, top 10, and you're like, oh, look at our strength of schedule. And it's like, okay, yeah, you won and beat this team September 6th, and now here we are November 22nd, and that team looks a lot better. So actually, we think they could beat you now. It's like, well, we beat them. Like, what are we talking about?
What I'm really surprised is that they haven't. Is that this college football playoff committee hasn't propped up the ACC more than they have.
Well, they're propping up Miami.
Because they need an out here. Because what's going to happen is if Virginia beats Virginia Tech and then goes to play, what, SMU in the title game?
I think that if SMU beats Cal and Virginia, that is what the matchup
I believe
would
so,
be.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Virginia beats SMU. Look, if we advance this week, let's say everything goes chalk. They're not going up higher. Virginia's 18th. SMU's 21. They like stacked the bottom of the top 25 with the ACC just to cover their own ass. Virginia beats SMU in the ACC title game and what? Jumps up to 16? Meanwhile, Miami sits there at 12? You know, if Alabama loses in the SEC title game and they have three losses, Bama's going.
What happens if Tech beats Georgia this weekend?
If Texas beats...
Georgia Tech beats Georgia.
Georgia's in. They'll have two losses. They're in. Yeah, they're not going to the SEC title game. They need things to happen.
But now Tech is sitting at 10-2.
Oh gosh, Georgia Tech. They would need to win, but they also need a Pitt win, a Virginia loss, and an SMU loss.
They need more help than Miami.
Yeah, Miami. They need Virginia to lose, Duke to lose, apparently, and SMU to win.
Weird.
So, I mean, I don't even know.
But they say if you're in a conference championship, we are not going to hold it against you if you lose. So if Alabama plays Texas A&M in the SEC championship, which is what it looks like is going to happen, if Alabama loses that game, now I might take Alabama to win that game if that's the situation, but if Alabama loses that game, they're at three losses. Now the committee tells you we are not going to punish somebody, so you're going to put in three loss Alabama over two loss Miami, who's beaten Notre Dame?
I would not.
And but, Notre Dame also lost to Texas A&M, who's in the SEC championship.
I'm about to be a hypocrite because I'm about to play like, well, look at the resumes. And like, because
Texas A&M's resume is garbage. Well, Alabama, if they beat Texas this weekend, you know, we're propping Texas up for some reason. But
Alabama had that 4-week run where they played like four straight ranked opponents, mm-hmm. and three of them were away. Like, but I kind of just lean on the fact of, dude, don't lose three games. You know. That's where don't lose to Florida State at the beginning of the year.
A 500 team Florida State.
Yeah, who got overranked way too early. And I understand Bama's good, but they're like, oh, Florida State beat Bama? But yeah, let's put them as 12th in the country. And I'm like, okay, maybe, you know, we should look at what they did last year and look at what happened now. Florida State sucks again.
But I mentioned this yesterday.
Don't lose to Florida State.
But I mentioned this yesterday, too. Have you seen Tennessee's record? Okay, Tennessee is 8-3. Do you know they have not beaten a team that's over 500?
Tennessee is I'm not surprised by that at all. I mean,
all three of their losses are against the only teams they played with over 500 records.
They were close to getting Georgia. They maybe should have beat Georgia, but again, you didn't. Yeah. So I'm sorry. Don't have sympathy for
them. I have no idea. I want Virginia to go just because my Cougs almost beat them. That's all I got for you.
And I'm also just a fan.
I wanted Georgia Tech, but that's not going to happen.
And TV executives and College Football Playoff and ESPN would wholly disagree with me, but I love parody. I love seeing things that I've never seen before. I love underdogs. I love seeing random S happen. So, yeah, give me Virginia. We saw SMU last year, so yeah, give me Virginia this year. I don't care.
We'll take our stroll through the Pacific Northwest as we always do on Fridays, but no show, so we'll do it now. We'll take a peek at the rivalry games coming up here in the Northwest, and we'll make our picks. We'll do that next. We'll get to a bunch of NFL in the final hour, so stick with us. We're having fun, but there's Casey with sports. All right, coming up next, we'll get to Web Gems, everybody's favorite. Hope we're all having a nice turkey pre-day.
Dude, I'm stoked. Love my son to death.
I love your son to death.
Great kid, right? But
known that kid for 10 years.
He is, he quite possibly, I doubt it. I was going to say he could be driving through the Palouse at this very moment.
Ooh, go Cougs.
But he is going up to Spokane this weekend.
You circumvent the
it's
Palouse.
It's a little bit to the right.
Don't quite go to
Palouse
it.
Adjacent. Yeah. Plenty of fields, very similar to the Palouse.
Very similar.
But yeah, he will be gone today through either Friday night or Saturday morning. So there's quite the possibility that after 1 o'clock, it's just copious amounts of drinking from 1 o'clock today to probably. I just remembered I have to come in and do sports Saturday at 6 a.m.
Maybe go to bed. Just start early on Friday and go to bed early.
Get absolutely trashed, day drink Friday.
Dude, anytime I ever had to do the morning show, dude, like you just start drinking early.
Yeah, there you go.
And you pass out at like 8:30.
Have you ever done that where you like, I know it's happened to me when I go to some early Duck games in my youth, in my college days, where you start drinking at like 7, 8.
Nine. Well, I've told you the story about the two-a-days. We used to get up early, start drinking, take a nap at like 1. If it was like a 7 o'clock kick.
And then somehow you're sober by like 10 p.m.
Yeah, and you like wake up at 3 and you're like, well, better do this again.
You're like, oh my God, this is amazing. So that could be Friday.
Yeah, my kids go to their dad's halfway through Friday, so we'll see what happens with this guy as well.
I just know that
we're all getting together and checking out a new bar in Vancouver for the Coug game on Saturday.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I just fully plan to be drunken, belligerent, Uncle Joe watching the Cowboys tomorrow.
We will take a stroll through the Pacific Northwest. There are two games to choose this weekend because, well, we're all playing each other.
How about that?
Rivalry week.
What's Portland State up to? We don't want to pick that one?
I don't know what they're doing.
Blow the horn.
I don't know.
It's somewhere. Oh, I was hoping for the horn there.
Let's start in the Palouse. You mentioned it. Oregon State heads up to Washington State to take on the Cougs. They've got two. Oregon State has two wins. Obviously, they're looking for a coach. Could be Brett Beagan at any moment.
Oh my God!
What?
Speaking of which,
what?
No, I'm kidding.
Dang it, Joe! You know I'm not on the Twitters, so like that
got me
happened.
So excited.
I hate this guy over here.
Oh, that hurt my soul.
Ah, I got jokes. I got jokes. This is an interesting game.
It is
because I think going into this year, there's a lot of the narratives on these two teams have completely flipped. I think there are a lot of people that thought Washington State was going to win three games this year, maybe four. And here Washington State sits on.
And a lot of people thought Oregon State would win like eight or nine.
Right. So we're on the flip side.
I'm sorry, Casey. It's true, though.
It is very true.
It's a tough year for my football team.
It is.
Oregon State kind of has nothing really to play for. You know, I don't know if this is a get-up game for them. They've already beat Washington State, so you can kind of say, we already got you in our home. But everything's on. Look, with how crappy and negative these situations are at Oregon State and Washington State, both of those teams are desperate to be in a bowl game this year. Because I think it just creates a little bit of stability going forward. And if Washington State can win this game, if Zevi Eckhouse can have a day offensively, because the Cougs are going to try to run the ball, but we haven't ran the ball since like 1985. So it's going to be a throwing game. If Wazoo can get that offense going and win this game against Oregon State, it is a huge momentum builder for Jimmy Rogers and that Washington State program. Because things look real dire. And if you can turn that around in a bowl game, like this is a bowl game. This is a conference championship game, winner gets in sort of thing.
Dare I say a playoff game?
Like, I think Cougs come out really hungry and play very efficiently. They're a lot healthier than they were last time in Corvallis. I know this is no shock to anybody. Give me the Cougs, and I think they win and win big.
I tend to agree with you. I'm kind of with you on that. I just think that, listen, I didn't watch much of that Oregon State, Washington State game. I know you were there for that. I don't know if it was a matter of Oregon State just playing up or Washington State playing down. But at that point in the season, I think they had a reason to play some motivated football. Whereas now, it's just, I think a lot of this Oregon State team is going to be like, dude, can we just get this over with? Can we just get the hell out of here?
Yeah,
please.
Guys, move on. Like that kind of thing.
Like, I just. Apparently they're going to play the third string. Who's the other quarterback that they have besides Malik Murphy and Jabari Johnson?
Yeah, are they going third string at Oregon State? Do you know this, Casey?
I believe they might. That's what I heard. I think the guys in the morning were talking about it. But to me Washington State has way more at stake.
Too much on the line.
They got a Bahamas Bowl berth possibly online, which I know is probably not a conference tie-in, but I wish it was. That'd be sick if you guys could go to the Bahamas Bowl.
I think I saw the next projection is the New Mexico Bowl against New Mexico.
It's been my dream that somehow the Big Ten gets a tie into the Bahamas Bowl in the future and Oregon just has a really crappy season enough to be able to go to that. Like, they finished like eighth in the Big Ten, and guess what? You're going to the Bahamas Bowl. But yeah, I'm just Washington State, 13.5, book it, Dano.
Take a 4-hour road trip to the West Side, sailgating at Mont Lake. Your Oregon Ducks, you can catch all the action right here on the Fan Sports Network. Joe and Rashad will do Sports Saturday from 6 to 8. You can catch Andy Dirt Johnson, Dusty Hera, Anthony Newman, or not Dusty, sorry, he'll be on the road. Andy Dirt Johnson, Anthony Newman at Grand Central Bowl for their show from 8 to 10:30 right here on the Fan. Send it over to Jerry and Jorgie and the boys to do that pregame. Kick is at 12:30. You can hear right here on the Fan Sports Network, so make sure you tune in. Huskies, Ducks, Dan Lanning, 1-3. Against the Washington Huskies.
Ew.
6.5-point favorite. There's a hook on it, right? Is that what you said? 6.5?
Yes.
That's in the Mistake by the Lake, that stadium owned by Alex Brink. I'll start first, and I already kind of teased this. Look, give me the Ducks on this all day. I really don't love the way the Huskies are playing right now. As much as DeMond could be something cool in the future, and Coleman is a legit running back who will play on Sundays, Boston is a legit wide receiver who will play on Sundays. We'll see their health coming into the game. Even if they are healthy, I just think, kind of like what we said about Wazoo and Oregon State, there is so much on the line for the Ducks right here. Because I don't know if the Ducks get in the playoffs with two losses. Yeah. I don't think they do.
See, and
especially as you start looking, we were talking about Alabama situation. If they lose to A&M in the SEC, that's a three-loss team. They're putting Bama in over a two-loss Oregon team. There's just too much on the line. And Dan Lanning is just too hungry and too motivated. And I think it's kind of a bloodbath. Give me the Ducks big.
Yeah, I heard Isaac and Suk yesterday. They were talking about Ducks being in, even if they lose this game, and I'm kind of with you. Like I feel like this is a must win. Like
it's a huge game.
I feel that in the goofball college football playoff director, whatever his name is, yesterday he said about the win against USC. It was like that they needed that. Like we were waiting for Oregon to kind of have one of those resume builder wins, and the USC was that. The USA win was that.
Because Iowa and Penn State don't count anymore.
Apparently not. But that's why they moved them up. And so maybe it is one of those where they're kind of like, hey, you know, if Washington gets Oregon, then we'll drop into 10 or 11 maybe, you know, but
they'll play Miami in like the Citrus Bowl.
I just look at this as don't play with your food. Don't even leave it up to chance. And as far as just the matchup goes, this Oregon defense is healthy. They're one of the best units in college football. Washington has been able to run the ball the last couple of weeks. Congratulations against Purdue and UCLA being able to do that. But to me, when I look at Oregon defense first, Washington offense, I will take that Oregon defense 10 times out of 10 the way that they've been playing, especially against the run.
And give me some nice throws by Dante Moore, but more specifically,
run the ball.
Without a doubt. Noah Whittington is your RB1. Give it to him. If you see some weird looks, let De'Aaron Hill do his super freak athletic stuff and let Davison be a touchdown poacher.
Oh, dude. Davison.
Stick to the script.
And I'll just,
if you're Oregon, if you're Will Stein, I think you just stick to the script.
Dude, yes, but I'll push back on Davison being a touchdown vulture. That guy has been getting better throughout the season. He's got insane speed. I think he's going to be an absolute stud.
He's a big ass boy.
he is. For the next couple of years, he's going to be absolutely amazing for the Ducks.
Well, that's our stroll around the Pacific Northwest. We do every single Friday. We're off Thursday and Friday, so we did it today. Joe, thanks for stepping in and giving me some rational takes on a Duck game. Much appreciated.
Oh, I can go the other way if you want. I was telling you guys before the show how I was a USC honk in high school, okay? Well, I can go back to those days.
Well, Dirt's accusing me of being a closet Duck honk now, so.
We'll take you.
I gotta make sure I don't seem that way, but boy, I just took the Ducks to win by 1,000 points. When we come back, it's everybody's favorite web gems. Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, this is Web Gems, everybody's favorite dude, 11:45. Joe Fisher sitting in for Danny Meringue today, as Danny's got no voice. If you heard yesterday, that makes a ton of sense to you.
Dude, I'm getting close here. You heard me hacking up along this last one. I'm getting a little something here.
Dude, we are a little over an hour away from drinking time.
I know. I'm so there.
Coming up in the big nooner here. We'll
you
get
think
to-
there's water in this? I'm already two steps ahead of you.
You can see through mine.
I want vodka. It. Can you shake that for me? I want to. Oh, okay. All right. You're good.
Liquor does have a little bit of bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I know.
Even though it is still, it has a little bit of bubbles.
My girlfriend, or no, it was my sister and her boyfriend when they were like younger, like late middle school, early high school. They were degenerates. They were the bad kids. They were the ones that would go out on sig breaks like sophomore year of high school. But when they first started
high school,
dude, it was bad. But when they first started drinking, they would sure enough have water bottles filled with vodka. And every time they were hanging out, just we would be sitting there. I'd grab it just from them and start shaking it. I'd be like, I knew it. I'm going to tell Dad. I'm telling Dad on you right now.
I definitely had friends sitting next to me that I'd look over at them and they'd just be like swaying in their chair. I'm like, dude, it's 10:45.
My favorite thing I used to do also to troll my sister is when she first started smoking cigarettes at like 15 or 16 or whatever.
Bad girl.
I know. We would be like out camping and we would like take the walk. And I'd be with her and her friends or whatever. And just before she's about to light up the cigarette, I'd snag it out of her mouth and snap it right in front of her and then throw it on the ground and smush it. And she would just, oh, man. When you're 15, 16, that's the only thing you can afford at that point. That's what you're spending your money on.
Oh, and cigarettes are precious. Yeah.
Oh, dude, it was one of my favorite things to do.
You just saying that kind of made my blood boil a little bit.
Well, Patrick, former smoker, I mean, you can understand that.
Oh,
right?
I'd be livid. I'd be absolutely livid.
It was, it was one of my fondest memories of messing with my sister.
Coming up in the big nooner, we'll get to some turkey football. We'll slide over to the NFL, games to watch tomorrow. I'm actually really excited for the slate tomorrow.
Dude, so tomorrow and then Friday with the college football games.
Yeah, I mean, Friday and Saturday should be a great college football game.
Bears, Eagles on Friday.
Yeah, so there's a lot to get to in the big nooner. Plus, we'll tackle on why this team sucks again. But today's Web Gem comes to you. Well, you know we love to do around here, Casey. You've been here long enough to know that I love to update you on bowl season, all right? Because bowl season is just the
gift. Magical.
It's the gift that keeps on giving right now. We have the Duke's Mayo Bowl, the Pop-Tarts Bowl. We have the Bush's Boca Raton Bowl of Beans now.
Oh, I was hoping you were thinking like Bush beer, like Bush Light.
Oh, well,
or some Bapple.
Well, that'll be the New Mexico Bowl when Wazoo makes it.
Have you had a Bapple yet?
No. I am a straight up Bush latte guy.
Do you know what a Bapple is?
I do. Bush Light Apple or Bush Apple. Yes.
I have never had Bush Light, but something about a Bapple that has me intrigued.
If I wanted a domestic beer that tasted like apples, I would drink Coors Light.
Like just regular Coors Light?
Yeah. Coors Light has something called acetaldehyde in it my palate, and that tastes like green apples.
Here comes Brewer Patrick now.
We get it. You used to work in beer.
Hey, man, I judged the Washington Beer Awards this year, known as WABA. Gave out some medals to peeps, you know, no big deal.
Who's this guy?
Bowl season now has an official sponsor of the whole season.
And I'm okay with it.
It is the Coca-Cola Bowl season. That is the title sponsor.
It would be better if it was the Mexican Coke Bowl season.
Well, that's the interesting part, because I guess I read something that Coca-Cola was interested in sponsoring a specific bowl, but did not want it to be called the Coke Bowl.
Oh, that'd be funny. Just pounds and just kilos all over the place.
Playing at Penn State in a whiteout.
You just get
Dusty Hera has season tickets to that bowl.
Just and like the Pop-Tart Bowl, but instead of a Pop-Tart, just a like an anamorphic kilo. Just walking
it's a
around.
Scale.
Yeah.
His hands go up and down. He's like, hey.
Just a straw. Glass plate.
A rolled up $100 bills spread out to the
just
crowd.
Looks like Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast, but it's two scales and a dollar bill.
Did you just say Lumiere? His name is Lumiere.
Yeah, French, dude. Yeah, that's
but that would
base,
be
right?
Instead of the candelabra, it's just a scale, and he's out there yelling 6-7
with some bricks on it. By the way, speaking of bowls and like college football playoff, did you see the college football playoff committee guy yesterday.
No, I feel like they're going to have a new one every week because each guy gets fired.
Dude, I almost want Casey to pull the audio, but it's so bad, so cringy.
Oh, the 6-7 thing?
Yes.
I heard that this morning on the Sunrise Guys.
Oh my God. It's done. The trend is over. Yeah, it's dead.
It's officially dead.
It was so bad, so cringy. What's the dude, the main guy? Reese Davis was even like, oh, God, kill me now.
I was at a Seahawk party a couple weeks ago with some friends.
Okay. And they Sorry. Had, That's
they,
unfortunate.
They Most of their kids are a lot younger than mine. And one of the kids said it and they all laughed and the parents were like, what is this? And I was like, my kids are older. I dealt with this 3 weeks ago. It'll be over soon. Just grin and bear it.
Yeah.
Just grin and bear it, get through it, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, we're almost there. We're almost there.
I'm curious, does Dr. Pepper in Fansville have an issue with the Coca-Cola bowl season?
Well, like Coke Zero does a bunch of stuff for college football.
But, you know, I thought Dr. Pepper was the only thing you can drink during college football.
I had a DP the other night. It was great. Dr. Pepper, I mean.
Pause.
Yeah. Dr.
Pause.
Pepper.
Pause.
Dr. Pepper. I don't know. I don't think they would. I mean, they're sponsors, baby. That's what bowl season is. I don't even care about the bowl games themselves anymore. Give me this the most ridiculous sponsor possible. How about this? The Bucked Up LA Bowl hosted by Gronk.
Okay.
I don't know what Bucked Up is. I'm guessing some sort of hunting brand.
Dude, have you seen the Snoop Dogg Bowl?
Are they doing that again this
year? It's the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl brought to you by Dr. Dre and Snoop.
Oh, Dre's in it now?
Yeah.
Oh, no, even better. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
There you go. And I
So the song is I'm sponsoring it?
And I laughed it, and I laughed about it because the first word of that bowl game is the same word as the last word. Snoop.
Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop.
You know they said Dre and Snoop so they could end with Snoop.
It's like a palindrome. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge.
I believe they have canned cocktails called gin and juice.
What cracks me up is some of these companies I'm like very confused about, like the Wasabi Fenway Bowl. Wasabi is apparently like some sort of software company.
Oh, not the green spicy stuff?
No, and that's, I found that out last year. I was like, wait, it's not just sponsored by the plant, like the Wasabi, like Confederation of America or whatever. Like that would have been way better if it was just... The wasabi conglomerate out there was like, we're sponsoring
big,
a bowl.
Big wasabi?
Yeah, big wasabi.
Trying to bump the trend that wasabi is just green horseradish?
I feel like that's a good nickname for someone. I'm going to start calling you that, Patrick, the big wasabi.
On the YouTube, we need a Sprite and Robitussin bowl.
Yeah, after
some
all dessert? This. Yeah,
some
I mean.
On some dessert?
Bush's Boca Raton bowl of beans. Say that five times fast.
Bush's Boca Raton bowl of beans. Didn't even get one.
Are they doing? Oh, and then like the other one, the game. It's Game Above Sports Bowl.
Game Above.
So the company is Game Above Sports, but the way that I read it is the Game Above Sports Bowl.
Yeah, that's like, for all the people that talk trash to a sports head. They're like, "Oh, Sports Bowl.
You wanted one of those Game Sports Above Bowls sports again? Bowl. Yeah." But the company itself is Game Above Sports, and then it's Bowl. But I like to call it just, oh, I'm watching the Sports Bowl.
You guys want to come over and watch the Sports Bowl? According to my calculations.
What else? Are there any other? I think the Bahamas Bowl is dead. I don't see it anymore.
Well, when there's like 50 people in the stands, that makes it a little difficult
to finance. I think I've talked about it with you before, and I try to bring it up as often as I can during bowl season. Go back and read some of the stories of the Bahamas Bowl and just how much of an S show it was.
I've seen some of them, yeah.
Oh my God. It is the stories that came out of that, like people just being able to walk into the stadium, somehow end up in the like Ohio Bobcats locker room, no security. They had like archery out in the concourse for people to try. The Bahamian like police or like armed forces just walking around the stadium with full on rifles. Like, it was, you could walk into the stadium
just
with
anarchy,
with a full rack of beer.
Yes,
like, dude.
NASCAR style.
Dude, it it was pure chaos. Like, people just wearing the most random football jerseys that have nothing to do with the teams.
It's like Dan Marino jersey.
Yes.
It's Ohio Bobcats versus San Diego State.
Yes, dude. Yeah, I don't see it on the schedule.
They're wearing a Marino Pitt jersey, not even a Dolphins jersey.
Right, right. Yeah, I don't see it on the schedule, and that just breaks my heart.
All right, let's get into the big noon. And we come back, we'll talk about Turkey Day, all right? Tomorrow's Turkey Day, and there's a great slate of NFL games. We'll dive into that. A lot to get to. On the final hour, thanks for hanging out with us. 105.1 The Fan.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.